Vida Healthcare on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So I've come for another visit. I've come to Vida Hall and I'm with Bernadette. And we're talking today about your team, your people, people that are progressing their careers through the pathway of Vida. What sort of ethos do you have? What do you believe in when it comes to raising people in Vida?
At Vida, we believe our staff are our lifeblood. What they provide is the service which improves the quality of life of people who live at Vida. So if we don't look after our staff and if we don't make them feel valued, they will leave and they will look for someone else that will make them feel valued. So we have a true commitment to our training and development of our staff to allow them to be the best they can be and also allow them the opportunity to grow within the role. So it may be that many people will want to be promoted and challenge themselves and be change makers and move into management roles. There may be some staff that want to stay at the same level but want to become true specialists at what they do and be mentors and grow other people's knowledge and skills. So it's all about what we provide them to get to their goal.
What do you do to make sure that that happens?
Okay, we have a fantastic training programme here at Vida Hall. Outside of our basic inductions, we have two training staff that are committed to supporting the staff's ongoing training and development. That can be through not just mandatory training, but individual training needs identified through their supervision, through their appraisals, and through working with them hand in hand on the floor. Supporting staff who are finding maybe certain aspects of their job difficult and, you know, working with them hand in hand to achieve those goals.
Well, we're going to go and meet a few of the staff here at Vida Hall and find out what they're doing and what they're going on to do next. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Now, tell us what your role is at Vida.
My role is to train staff, develop staff in whatever areas they want to develop in, through giving them training to their best ability.
That must be quite a tough job because there are people in all sorts of different departments. So how, you know, are there similarities between the from being a care assistant to being the receptionist to being in housekeeping? Are there similarities?
There's a lot of similarities in the mandatory training and legal legislation, but then if they want to develop in other areas as well, I've got ability to develop in hospitality if they need be, or I can find different training roles for them to go on different courses if they require.
What are you looking forward to? What are you excited about that's coming up in your role at Vida?
Oh, the brand new Vida Grange in panel. That's going to be excellent. A big training room, I believe, and lots of new staff to train. So the world's the oyster.
And also here I have Hannah. Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
And tell us what your role is at Vida. I think it's about to change, so tell us about you.
Currently a bank carer. I was a student nurse back in January, and I'm going to start as a nurse at Vida Grange when it opens in December.
And why was it that you wanted to become a nurse? Because I know you've gone through 3 years of training. Why did you choose that path?
I've always been interested in nursing. The area that I was interested in was completely different to dementia care. However, coming to Vida on my placement in January completely changed my view in dementia care, and this is where I want to be now.
Why is that? Can you describe why that's an area you want to help?
I completely misjudged it. From my placement here, I got so much out of it. I came home every day feeling like I made such a difference. And I found it extremely rewarding. I was working with a fantastic team. I just got a lot out of it.
And also in the room, I have Leslie. Hello, Leslie.
Hello.
Now, tell us about the role that you do at Vida and have done for the past 2 years.
Well, I currently work as a team leader on Woodlands, which is one of the residential houses at Vida. And my responsibility is to ensure that as a team we meet the day-to-day needs of the residents on our unit.
I presume teamwork is vital in
absolutely,
day-to-day.
absolutely. It's key, really, just to make sure that everything the resident needs, they get. Basically, the whole ethos is person-centred care, that the resident comes first. And in order to do that, we've got to work together as a united team with the same values and the same beliefs, really.
Now, I know that you must have done pretty well in the team leading, because Bernadette told me earlier on that you are about to have a bit of a move, a bit of a promotion. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I start in September as residential lead at Vida Grange. My responsibility will be to work with the teams and the team leaders on the four residential units, doing possibly more than I'm doing now, but working with the same values to get the best for our residents.
And how are you feeling about that?
I'm really excited. Can't wait. Yeah, it's going to be really good.
And finally, we have Aaron here. Hello, Aaron.
Hello.
And tell me what role you do here at Vida.
I'm a clinical lead. I've started working as a carer for Vida Hall on all sorts of units, residential and nursing units, whilst I was doing my studying for a registered mental health nurse. When I became registered, I started working on the Distressed and Challenging Behaviours unit and worked there for the last 2.5 years.
And what was it that made you want to be here rather than anywhere else doing nursing?
When I first walked on to have a bit of a look around before I started working here, I just got a complete different view of how care should be provided and a great ethic from the staff when I walked around. There just seemed to be a completely different atmosphere from here than anywhere else where I've worked.
So I'm back with Bernadette now, and fantastic team of people, firstly, that we've just had a talk to.
Yes, I'm very excited about our team. They're a great, great, passionate team of staff. I'm very proud of them all.
You are also, as we mentioned, Vida Grange is opening towards the end of this year, I think December. It's just out near Panel, and you are recruiting people in all different departments. If people are thinking about coming to work at Vida Grange, what can they expect from the job when it comes to, you know, progression and staying with you?
I think one of the most important things to tell anybody out there that's thinking about applying for a position at Vida Grange is the commitment that you give me, I will give you back. I'm looking for staff who are passionate about quality. To allow you to provide that quality, I need to give you the tools to do your job. I need to make sure you feel valued. I need to make sure you grow within your role and know that there is opportunities to progress if you so wish. And I can guarantee you that that's what Vida's commitment is to her staff. Staff are very welcome to contact me personally if they'd like to have a chat. They can contact the number at Vida Hall, 01423 885702, or they can contact us on inquiries at vidahealthcare.co.uk.
Vida Healthcare on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.